Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Friday, October 12th, 2018. Welcome to day 631. The Trump administration is considering new rules to separate parents and children at the U.S.-Mexico border. One option is for the government to detain asylum-seeking families together for up to 20 days and then give parents a choice to stay in family detention together or allow the children to be taken to a government shelter so that relatives or guardians can seek custody. Some inside the White House and Department of Homeland Security are concerned about the optics of the so-called binary choice option. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross, meanwhile, discussed adding a citizenship question to the U.S. Census with Steve Bannon and Kris Kobach, despite previously saying that he hadn't spoken with anyone at the White House about the addition. Ross originally claimed that a citizenship question would allow the government to better enforce the Voting Rights Act, which is meant to protect voters from discriminatory policies. However, emails reveal that Ross was instead concerned that not adding a citizenship question, quote, leads to the problem that aliens who do not actually reside in the United States are still counted for congressional apportionment purposes, end quote. Ross shifted his explanation for adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census, saying that now he recalls discussing it with Steve Bannon. Ross faces a court order to provide a deposition to the plaintiffs in a lawsuit seeking to remove the question from the census. Trump, meanwhile, could fire Jeff Sessions and then replace him with a temporary attorney general who would then reduce Robert Mueller's budget, quote, so low that his investigation grinds to almost a halt, end quote. Matthew Whitaker made those comments in July 2017. Trump is considering as many as five candidates to replace Sessions if he leaves as attorney general, including Whitaker. Trump declined to deny that he is considering replacing Sessions with Whitaker, but he has talked with Whitaker about replacing Sessions in the past. And finally, Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington filed a Hatch Act complaint against Sarah Huckabee Sanders for using her official government Twitter account to tweet a photo of herself with Kanye West, who was wearing a Make America Great Again hat in the Oval Office. The Hatch Act prohibits any executive branch employee, quote, from using his official authority or influence for the purpose of interfering with or affecting the results of an election, end quote. And in the polls, ABC News and The Washington Post say 51% of Americans disapprove of Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation to the Supreme Court, 53% favor further investigation by Congress that could lead to efforts to remove him from office. 58% of women and 47% of men support an investigation. And now to the notables. 1. The Turkish government told U.S. officials that they have audio and video recordings that prove Jamal Khashoggi was tortured and killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. 2. Trump had this to say about Khashoggi. It's in Turkey, and it's not a citizen, as I understand it. Trump later added, quote, again, this took place in Turkey, and to the best of our knowledge, Khashoggi is not a United States citizen. Isn't that right? End quote. 3. Two Arizona Republicans tried to make a donation to a Democratic congressman as members of the Communist Party in an attempt to link him to the far left. 4. Senate Democrats agreed to confirm 15 lifetime federal judges in exchange for the ability to go into recess through the midterms, allowing Democrats to campaign. 5. The state of Georgia has been sued for placing 53,000 voter applications, 70% of which were by African Americans, on hold just weeks before the November's election. 6. Melania Trump says she has, quote, more important things to think about, end quote, than her husband's alleged affairs, adding that the allegations are not a concern or focus of mine because she's a mother and a first lady. And 7. Trump made 129 false claims last week, his second most dishonest week as president. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.